Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You appreciate his presence this morning? Few of us do. Do you appreciate his presence this morning? Amen. There's nothing else to live for but to be in the presence of God. You may be seated for a little bit here. I want to share a little bit with you. How many remembers Brother Ernie Matulik? We've been supporting him with some of the tithes that we get. We've been sending out there. I plan on doing that again here soon. But I did get a report from him. Actually, he does keep up with me a little bit more regular than I keep up with you, so I apologize for that. I mean, he does send me things and tells me, hey, we got this meeting here. Would you pray for me? And I get down and I pray. I say, Lord, have success in that meeting. And he'll turn around and say, you know, Lord did great things. They're starting to see the message of the hour and all this. It's wonderful. But he did share one particular situation with me. I'd like to share that they were going somewhere to have a meeting, and I'm not sure if something came up or what, but by the time they got there, it was evening time, but that somehow the Lord had provided that they would have batteries, because over there, you don't have light in the evening time, so there's the service right there, if you can see that, those lights just hanging there. No reason those were on, because they happened to have batteries that day when they got there, and there's another picture of it, and that kind of service, so... I believe we're blessed for supporting things like that. I ain't into this Hollywood gospel where people are just going out there to try to make money. I'm interested in using what God gives us and furthering his kingdom.
Amen.
Which we know. How do you further the kingdom of God? Reach souls.
Amen.
The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It is the souls of men that were with God before we ever got here, and they'll be with God for all eternity.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I wanted to encourage you with that. If you want to give something specifically to missions, please let us know, and we will do that. We try to send him one, I would say, monthly, probably, right now. And if the Lord blesses, we'll send more. We'll send whatever, you know. I just want to further the gospel. I believe in missions very much so, you know. I'm commissioned to be here, and I don't skip this mission work either now. We got a mission work over here to do as well.
That's right.
You're on your job, you're at your home, you're at your place of, you're going to Walmart or the Greg, you're on a mission trip.
Amen.
Every day of your life. But I still believe if I can't go over to what is that country now? The Philippines. If I can't go over to the Philippines and do it, I'll support somebody that can. So I believe God's well pleased with that. Keep Brother Ernie in prayer. I believe God will continue to bless him. And just want to update you on that. Next Sunday, again, before I forget, we'll have Brother Trevor Emond here again preaching for us. So be in prayer for him and expectation for the service. Are you happy to be a Christian this morning?
Yes, I am.
Amen. Let's stand together.
Hallelujah.
We'll read the scripture and then I'll let you be seated. Deuteronomy chapter 12. Very toward the beginning of the Bible, Deuteronomy chapter 12. We're going to read verses 1 to 5. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 1. These are the statutes and judgments which ye shall observe to do in the land which the Lord God of thy fathers giveth thee to possess it, all the days that ye live upon the earth. Ye shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which ye shall possess serve their gods, upon the high mountains and upon the hills and upon every green tree. Ye shall overthrow their altars and break their pillars and burn their groves with fire. And ye shall hewn down the graven images of their gods and destroy the names of them out of that place. Ye shall not do so unto the Lord your God, but unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all the tribes to put his name. There even unto his habitation shall ye seek, and thither shalt thou come. Ezekiel chapter 45, chapter 45, verse 35. It's the very last verse of Ezekiel, actually. If you go to Ezekiel, go all the way to the end. Right there before Daniel. Ezekiel 48. I'm just going to read the second half of that verse. Ezekiel 48, verse 35. And the name of the city from that day shall be, the Lord is there.
Amen.
I haven't touched on this subject in a long time, but I'd like to continue on with, and he shall be called Jehovah Shammah. You say, well, that's funny. Where'd you get that from? Actually, if you translate the Lord is there, back in the Hebrew, it's Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. Let's bow our heads this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to be in your word and in your presence. Lord, I pray that the Spirit of God, the discerner of the hearts and of the truth, Lord, that's within us, we pray that you would just see the desires of our hearts to be better Christians this morning. I pray if there's one here that's still captive of the devil, still lost in sin and shame, doesn't know where to come out, I pray that this morning the Lord would be here and he'd deliver that person. If there's one person sick here, I believe that you're a God that still heals. May they walk out of here well. We just commit the service into your hands. May you prove yourself the same yesterday, today, and forever. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I may appreciate service Wednesday night. And you might not believe me again, but if there's anybody here that appreciated that service, it was this guy standing right here. You know, sometimes we preach the word, and when I was preaching there, I even asked you to pray for me. I don't say that just to say it now. If I say that, that means I might be fighting something up here, and I got to figure out where it's coming from. Well, the only one that can figure that out ain't me, it ain't you. It's the Spirit of God. So that's why we pray for one another. You're not praying for one another that you think there's something magical about you or that person. It's because we're asking a God in heaven, a God that's the same yesterday, today, and forever, a God that never turned one person down that came to him. And we're asking petitions of him. And that would be a hard thing to do if he was a God that stood up on his throne and said, bow down and worship me. Don't approach unto my throne. But it's a God with arms wide open, who's trying to beg people to come to him. That's a God that's easy to ask things of. A God that says, ask and your joy shall be full. That's the kind of God I serve. I don't serve a God like a taskmaster like they did back in Egypt, where I'm walking around in the slave pits and saying, oh, master, have pity on me. I'll just do this. Just leave me alone. That's what happens when you serve the devil. That's how he treats you. But the God in heaven doesn't treat his children that way. You're his child. If you get a revelation one of these days, you realize you're his wife.
Yes.
Oh my, I got a pretty good relationship with my son over there, but it ain't nothing compared to that woman over there. It's on a whole different level. And if you can see that the Almighty God that sat in the throne, that ruled all heavens and earth, became flesh, became a man that you could touch and handle.
Yes. Amen.
What was his purpose? Because he had a wife within him. And when that wife came out, how many believe you're the wife of God?
Amen.
You better, because that's the only one's going to be over there on that side. And that new Jerusalem is the bride of Christ.
Amen.
And she was so glorious because she had been washed in the blood of the Lamb that the angels said, come check this out.
Amen.
I want to show you the Lamb's wife. It's time to quit looking in your mirror and look in the mirror of God's word.
Amen.
If you are the Lamb's wife, you're the most glorious thing that's ever hit this earth. You say, well, we're not very significant. Neither was he, was he?
Uh-huh.
My, Jesus, when he preached, you didn't even hear him in the streets.
That's right.
He said he wouldn't even break a flax. You know, he wouldn't step on it, make any noise or anything, because he was so quiet and humble. Brother Bram said that was the greatest anointing that ever hit the earth.
Amen.
Because it's not about the shouting, though we appreciate shouting. It's not about just being in tongues and interpretation and the power of God. It's about God himself standing there.
Amen.
He knows who he is. He doesn't got to show off. He doesn't got to go around with his chest pumped up. He already knows who he is. He knows if he really had to do something about it, he'd get it done.
Right.
But the question I asked this morning, is Jehovah Shammah here?
Oh, come on.
Now look, that's a confession from an outsider. The Lord is there.
Right.
You don't go around saying, I have Jehovah Shammah. No, somebody else comes around and says, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord, he's there.
Amen.
That's the kind of life I'm talking about this morning. Not people that have to wear crosses and eagle belt buckles and make sure you see their stack of books. But there's a life within them that once you get around them, I'm not on earth no more.
Amen.
I transferred to an atmosphere I'm not used to.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Woo! Maybe I'm the only one that sees it, but I'm in heavenly places in Christ Jesus right now.
Amen.
I'm not waiting to get there. I'm not trying to earn it. I accepted God's grace.
Amen.
I accepted the blood of the Lamb. He said, how do you know, brother? He gave me the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
As I walked as a sinner, as I walked as a young man who tried to be religious, who tried to confess Christ in my own strength, and I failed, and I failed. You can't tell me I ain't received it. I tried to live a Christian in my own strength. You can't do it.
Amen.
You go ahead and try. I'm going to tell you right now. Everyone that I've talked to, you fail every time. Because there's nothing in a fallen man that's good about it.
Amen.
Paul
even said of the apostle. He said, in me.
But he says, in my flesh now.
In me dwells no good thing.
Right.
The only thing good about a man is if God's in that man.
Amen.
If you can look at him and say, Jehovah Shammah.
Amen.
The Lord, he's there.
Amen.
That's the only benefit we have. Now, nobody's twisting God's arm. God puts his name in a certain place where he wants it to be. As we just read there in Deuteronomy, he said, all these other places that you see, you just tear them down. You don't play no games with them. You just tear down all that old religion, all that theology that they're trying to teach you. You tear that thing down. But he said, nah, don't do so unto the Lord now.
Amen.
Unto him, that's where you're going to go. That's where you're going to live, and that's where you're going to worship. That's where you're going to bring in your sacrifices.
Amen.
Let's go through this real quick. I'm going to start with a Bible study, and we'll see if we preach this morning. Deuteronomy chapter 12. Just stay with me. I'm just going to keep going right through the Bible. Deuteronomy chapter 12. And stay right there in Deuteronomy. I'm going to keep going forward here. Deuteronomy 12:21 says, if the place which the Lord thy God hath chosen to put his name there be too far for thee, then thou shalt kill of thy herd and of thy flock which the Lord hath given thee as I have commanded thee, and thou shalt eat in the gates wherever whatsoever thy soul lusteth after. Now he had said earlier as well that that's where he would choose to put his name, even his habitation, and there shall we seek. And now he's saying, even if you can't get there, still seek that place. You say, well, I'm here in Christ. I can't seem to get no farther. It has nothing to do with that. Set your eyes toward Christ and keep moving. You say, it's too far. No, it's not. Give your sacrifice now. Too many people are looking for what God wants them to do 10 years from now.
Right.
And completely ignoring what God wants them to do today.
Amen.
Because why? We got in our eyes what is great and what is not so great.
Uh-huh, amen.
Oh, you know, 9 to 5 job, Monday through Friday, just working. That ain't no big thing. I need to be a minister to do something for God. Look, I didn't just walk up here and become a minister one day. God, if you're faithful in little, then you become faithful in much. Walked as a manager one time in Ponderosa. You try to sign up for that job and keep your sanity, all right? But I was faithful in that. I didn't treat them like dog meat. You treat people right. You learn to be patient with people when you're in. Because remember, David himself. Remember David? He was a sheep herder. He said, there's sheep herders all over the place. Who would have known he was packing a camp?
Yeah. Amen.
But he was the whole time.
That's right.
And even though I walked in my job, I learned things there that I'm sure glad I learned it back in there before I learned it in church.
Uh-huh.
My, some of the things I did to people, I said, thank God that was a sinner and not a saint. Because it's a shame, but most sinners will actually forgive you faster than some so-called saints will, won't they?
Yes, that's right.
That was one of the main things I learned when you're a leader, to be able to fess up when you're wrong. And really any Christian, if you can't make up that you're wrong pretty much all the time, you decide a decision and it's not the Lord's decision, then you're not really a good Christian right now. Because good Christians know how to repent. That's the first commandment we're really given in the New Testament. Repent, and then go ahead and get baptized, then receive the Holy Ghost. Before any of that, make sure you repent of your sins. You're filthy, you're wretched, you're blind, you're naked, you're poor. But we've got a God who paid for all of that.
Amen.
That we don't have to stay in that condition.
Right.
David wasn't ordained to be just a sheep herder. I wasn't ordained to just be a man. I'm a son of God.
Amen.
I'm ordained to rule this earth.
Amen.
So are you this morning.
Amen.
Born again in the Spirit of God. You are not just somebody. You are the someone made flesh again. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if Jesus Christ was God Almighty in flesh, and he has to be the same right now, there needs to be some flesh that's back in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I confess that to be the Spirit of Christ. The Holy Ghost, he's all the same God. And that God is coming to me, and as he demonstrates himself, Jehovah Shammah has shown up. Where people look at that and go, that's God. You think they're looking at me? I'm not. I'm just a 6'6" cloud of Ohio dust, brother. Just a cloud of dirt out there that got a life in it. That's not what they're looking at. They weren't looking at Brother Branham, a little 5'3", 320-pound man. It was God that he was packing.
Amen.
So as we look at that image of God before us,
Don't make it so hard that you can ever obtain it, because you're not the one attaining it.
That's right.
I hope you hear me this morning. The way has been provided because Jesus said, you know, you come find me. And he said, they were like, boy, where are you going? How can we know how to get there if we don't know the way? Jesus said, I am the way.
Amen.
Hey. If you've received the Holy Ghost, you're on the way because the way's in you.
Amen.
You can't get off.
No way.
Hallelujah, Lord. Whew. Now let's bring it down, this place that God had put his name. We just got there. That even if it was too far, go ahead and look toward it anyways. Just keep sneaking after. Go to 1 Kings now. 1 Kings 11. It wasn't where Israel said his name would be. It was where he said his name would be. 1 Kings 11. Let me find it here myself. 34. Howbeit, I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand. Speaking of David now. But I will make him prince. Excuse me. Let me skip back. Howbeit, I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand, but I will make him prince. Make him prince all the days of his life for David, my servant's sake, whom I choose, because he kept my commandments and my statutes. But I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand and will give it unto thee, even 10 tribes. And unto his son will I give 1 tribe, that David, my servant, may have a light always before me in Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen me to put my name there. We think, well, of course that God would put his name in Jerusalem. Were you there when this was going on? Where the man that was supposed to be king, God tore his kingdom in half. Actually, not even in half. He got 1/11 of the kingdom he had before. And that's all he gets. And that's the place God put his name. Right there in Jerusalem.
Right.
Now, does that mean that David was something special, that Solomon was something Rehoboam, and you go down the line? No, it was what was the goal behind all of that. Where was God actually putting his name? In the son of David.
Amen.
And back then, they would have thought, well, it's just David's lineage. You know, no big deal. God decided to put his name where his servant was because then it said there that David was a faithful man. Then again, what made David such a faithful man? When he messed up, he fessed up. He's the king over all Israel. He gets a man killed and steals his wife and has a child by her. And then when the prophet came, he gives the stories we could go through and illustrate, pretty much to turn around and say, judgment's coming to you, David. And he said, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. And he repented for what he'd done. And that's when Nathan the prophet said, but the Lord has seen you and he's forgiven you of that. He said, but the child will die. And I love David's attitude. What was his attitude? I'm not leaving God because God just cursed me. That's what just happened, didn't it? He made a mistake. God cursed him and said, you're going to lose your child. He didn't run from God, and that's what most people want to do. When you get in sin, guess what? You're under curse now. When you don't pay your tithes, the Bible says you're under curse. So don't be surprised when bad things happen. But that's not the time to run from God. That's the time to run to him.
Amen.
And David got down. Remember, he wouldn't eat. He wouldn't drink. He just put sackcloth and dust on himself. And they would ask him, he said, what's he doing? He said, maybe God will spare his life.
Right, amen.
Why? Because David had a relationship with God. Yes. He wasn't afraid of him. He knew who he was.
Amen.
And then the baby died. You know what David did? The will of the Lord be done. He actually washed himself up and walked around like nothing ever happened.
That's right.
That's the son of God with victory now. When the will of God comes to pass, you think it was easy for him to lose his son? Think of it, you right now. You just had a baby born a few days ago and you lose it. Not even for your own mistake now.
Right.
What do you think Brother Branham felt like when he lost his wife and child for the same thing?
Sure.
Not an easy thing to swallow. But a son of God's not trusting in his own
righteousness.
Amen.
He's trusting in God's righteousness that dwells within him. And David washed himself off, put on his garments just like any other time, to the point where it even offended his servants. What's he doing? Look kind of odd there. How did you go through that and then be so happy? I hope you're applying that to your Christian experience now. What things just happened that people are like, how are you going to therapy for that? How come you don't have all this medical I'm not trusting in my ability, in my righteousness. I got a God in heaven.
Yes.
Amen. That when I'm sick, he heals me. When I'm downcast, he lifts me back up. And not day in, day out, all the time, 24/7, he's on the job.
Amen.
What do I need to go to therapy for? I got the comforter.
Right. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Anybody figure out all these things that they call comforters don't comfort nobody?
Right.
Right.
Or else AA would get a little more success, wouldn't they?
Uh-huh.
I got to come up with a good acronym for AA that starts with Some for Christ. I'll do that later on. Anywho, as we read this about where God put his name at, he told back there in Moses, I'm going to put my name in a city, wherever that is, that's where you need to go to find me. Then he comes down and says that even if it's too far, you go ahead and put your face toward it. Then he says it'll be in Jerusalem because that's the city of David. And even all the way down, he never took his name out of Jerusalem, because when God makes a decision, it's final.
Yeah. Amen.
He can't mess it up.
Right.
It's true.
Now that name didn't stay right there in Jerusalem, but that's where God was at the time. He even said those two cherubims that are across, he says, I'm in between those cherubims. Yeah. And when the high priest would go into the holies of holies, he would see that pillar of fire come down. Because
right.
God wasn't happening there.
Amen.
Well, that was not. Remember, the Bible says later on that God does not desire to dwell in temples made with hands, but a body hast thou prepared me. John 5, 43. Gospel of John 5, 43. Actually, let's go to 39 and read down. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. You will not come to me that you might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Even Christ himself, God made flesh, and we understand that Christ was both God and man at the same time. There was times where he was just man, a man like you and I walking, that had limitations, that had to ask questions, that had to think just like we do.
Sure.
What am I going to eat today? Where am I going to go today? He had to experience everything just like you and I, but there was a God within him that knew all things.
Right.
So anytime he got in a bind, God would speak up. And this man that had come on earth, he says, I am packing my Father's name.
Amen.
People wonder, well, what's God's name? And they look up Elohim and all these things. Even we just said Jehovah Shammah and Jehovah Rapha. And they just, well, one of these, Yahweh, maybe. Maybe it's this, maybe it's that. Maybe it's something we can't even pronounce. Trying to find God's name. And it's so plain in the scriptures if you just read it and believe it. Jesus said, I am come in my Father's name. So the name of the Father is Jesus. Did you call him something else? I don't remember. Okay, we call him, how do you say that, Yeshua? Guess what? It still means Jesus anyways. You can say Andrew, Andre, or whatever for in France. I don't really care. It's my name anyhow.
Amen.
See that old carnal mind getting on these little dialect things and all that? It's just foolishness. The true believer, though, can look past that and realize it's the meaning behind what's said that counts.
Amen.
Anybody can read this Bible to you and come up with anything they want to. But when the meaning behind it matches God's character, and not just the words you just think it's God's character, but when God stands here.
Yes.
And he takes that word and it lives.
Amen.
All kinds of churches put their hands on the sick and they just die. All kinds of churches claim to speak with tongues, and then when it comes out, it never happens.
Right.
Or take up deadly things, and guess what? They die. But not the elect of God. The elect of God, God will bankrupt heaven before he lets his word fail, one word of it fail. So it's not God's word ever failing, it's people fail to get in the word.
Amen.
Why? Because they're trusting in their own merits. They're trusting in what they have done. Just like Cain did. He built an altar. He gave a sacrifice that God accepted. He said, no. And it's not, and I'll get to that in a minute. God provided one place of worship.
Right.
And that was in his name. We're going to bring it all together now. And it wasn't God's demanded place of worship. Let me clarify that for you. It's not God's, you have to do it this way. It is God's provided place of worship.
Amen.
What does that mean? There was nowhere else to worship.
Amen.
So God provided us with the proper place to worship.
Amen.
Doesn't that just change the perspective altogether?
Yeah.
Everybody thinks God just got his one way and he just pushes everybody out because he's just a big bully. No, that's the only way that works.
Amen.
What was the sin in the garden? It was blood. So the only thing that could pay that is blood.
Right.
Amen. God's
provided place of worship what was in his own name, which came through the blood of Christ.
Yes.
Yeah. Just in case you didn't know that that was really the Father's name, turn over to John real quick here. John 12, 28. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Again, I don't know where people get this Jehovah and Yahweh and all this other stuff mixed up. Look, he just said, Father, glorify thy name. And he said, I already did it.
Amen.
What name was being lifted up this time? The name of Jesus Christ came to full manifestation now.
Right.
They saw it back there when Moses said, look, this place you go to, you better go there, you're lost. And now we look at Christ and say, if I'm not in Christ, I'm just a wretch. I ain't got a chance in the world.
Amen.
That it was too far for us to get there, so guess what? It's still in Christ because Christ crossed the bridge this way, grabbed us and built the bridge back.
Amen.
To make it not too far anymore. Then he said, go ahead, bring your tithes into here. Bring your, okay, just in case you thought you paid tithes to me, your tithes are to Christ.
Right.
This building is for Christ. It's not for anything else. We're to bring that into his name. And that was in Jerusalem. But we thought it was just the city. No, it was the pillar of fire sitting in that city. And you watch that pillar of fire one full minute. He said, I am Jesus.
Amen.
So has God condescended down to being like one of us. The whole time, the plan never changed.
Right.
His name was always the same way.
Yes, it was.
He revealed it slowly. That's why when he came to Moses, he said, tell them I am. He said, tell them I am that I am. Now, it ain't I was now. Don't give me a God that's an I was. You go, wow, I got experience 30 years ago. What about tonight?
Right.
What's going to happen the second this service is over? Is he the I was all of a sudden again? Or is he still the I am?
Amen.
That's when you know you got a real God. Because he never leaves you, never forsakes you. How do you know that, Brother Andrew? I don't feel him all the time. I don't hear him all the time. He said it. I believe it.
Amen.
And that settles it, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
And we watch God take his name from Jerusalem and say that the reason it's there is because it's David's. So he hid himself behind David and then behind his sons. And even when Christ came, he had to come in that lineage because it was foreknown before the foundation of the world that the name would walk right through the lineage of David.
Yes. Amen.
And I might have this wrong. You forgive me, but I believe even one time, remember Hezekiah the king, God came to him through Isaiah and said, you're going to die. Put your house in order. And he went and repented, and he cried out to God and said, Lord, you know I've tried to walk before you with a perfect heart. And God said, sent his prophet right back and said, go tell him he's got 15 more years. I believe his son took over. You know how old his son was when he took over? Only 12.
Yep.
Why did that happen? Was it just because it was Hezekiah? Was something special? Just because, no, all this worked together for good.
Yes.
Because the lineage of David could not be cut off.
Right.
Because if you cut off that lineage, Christ never would have got here.
Right.
Woo! I'm applying it to me now. I know you're thinking just him. No, if the lineage from him to me would have been cut off, he never would have been here.
Amen.
But it's totally impossible. The plan of God, all things work together for good to them that love God. You say it's chance that you heard this. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Why aren't you out there in a bar somewhere? You tell me this morning. Why did you have a desire to come to church? Most people don't.
Right.
How come you have a desire not just to come to church? A lot of people, I guess, have that. But not to just come here to sit. To be in the presence of God. Where did that faith come anyways? Where did you get the ability to believe? Other people hear the same things you hear. And for some reason, when you hear it, it can't get out this year. It already goes down to the heart.
Yes.
And it's sealed in by the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
When you hear that word, that life within there just keeps absorbing it in. Other people with a shield out life, there ain't no life down there. It just rolls right off, don't it? You pour water out here, some dirt, it just keeps rolling down. It don't stop. But let it hit a seed, and that seed absorbs it all in. And that's why the word, when it's preached, you need to know, am I absorbing this or not?
Yes. It's not time to point around and blame preachers for why we ain't got victory, or blaming churches, or the way that things happen. Oh, it's my boss's fault. It's my wife's fault. No, it's your fault.
Amen.
If you don't have victory this morning, Christ paid for it all. And the word is being preached in its fullness. God took away all the scales. He showed us plainly who he was.
Amen.
And people hear this word and it just rolls right off the back of them.
Uh-huh.
That'd be the time to tremble. I even had a friend. He's my cousin somewhere. But he said what made him the most afraid was when he was doing something wrong and he thought he just didn't care anymore. Whatever. I'll just do it. And that's when it was time to check up. And he came to real repentance. And usually, most of us, we can't do it the nice way, can we? We got to go try it in our own strength. We got to go fail miserably. We got to keep doing this and doing that and watching everything fail. So that way the only option left is Jesus Christ. Now, a real believer doesn't go, no, this, it's not God's demanded place. I tried all the other ones. They don't work. But once a man gets in Christ just one time, so one time he's not trusting in what he's done. He just, when he makes a mistake, he doesn't look in the mirror. He finds the cross.
Amen.
And saying, Lord, you know I'd do that. You knew before the foundation of what I was going to do that, and I'm sorry. That's all he wanted. That's all he wanted the whole time. He never made it any harder than that. When Adam and Eve sinned, what was the problem? They were running from him.
Amen.
And as he went to try to find Adam, what was Adam doing? Hiding behind his own religion again. And there's 99.9% of Christianity right there. Hiding behind your own religion. Well, I do this and I do that and I'm saved because of this. If you're only saved by the blood of Christ.
Right. Amen.
And not just your idea of the blood. The blood must become life to you.
Amen.
People that hear that Jesus Christ walked on earth 2,000 years ago, they believe that he went to a cross and shed his blood. But the only proof is that life lives in you now.
Amen.
Not in your church, okay? People in the church can have life and you can just sit there and not hear anybody. You must be packing the life.
Amen.
That's the thing that God specifically said he hated, is when a minister says, all the life's within me, and you just adhere to me and just follow me. And God, you don't have no relationship with God, only I do. I'm your intercessor. There's no such thing in the Bible. Every single person is to be spirit-filled. Every single person has a ministry in every service. You say, well, I just sit here. No, no, no. You need to get here and create an atmosphere.
Amen.
Sometimes I think services might be a little bit better if people actually had a revelation that they are part of the body.
Amen.
That if you're not here, guess what? The body fails. You took my arm off, yeah, I might be able to do a little bit here and there, maybe kick it up there if I lose both arms, and how am I going to hammer a nail with feet? That's what God's waiting on. The only thing he's waiting on, it's not for the economics to fall apart. It's not for Obama to bring World War III. That's all good to go. So quit worrying about looking at any of that stuff. That's already done for. Yes, it's corrupt. It's terrible. No point going checking it out. You understand what I'm trying to say? It's awful.
Amen.
Don't be surprised because the devil's the headquarters.
Amen.
What's holding this back from being over is you and I.
Amen.
It might not be you not being in the body. It just might be you not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
That's right.
Because eternal life moves from person to person, just like the life of Christ moved from David down to Solomon, all the way down into Joseph, and all the way through. The same life went from Christ to the disciples and to those who they testified to. And it came down because eternal life moves through the body.
Amen.
Aren't you glad you met somebody that could share with you eternal life?
Yes. Hallelujah.
And you could accept it. God's provided a place of worship. 65. There is so many infallible proofs that Jesus is the place. He is the gate, he is the name, and the only provided way that God has for man to meet and worship. He is the way, the truth, the life, the gate, the door, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the ending, Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the Morning Star, the Alpha, Omega. He is all, the whole thing put together.
Amen.
He is both root and offspring of David and bright Morning Star. In him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Amen.
I'm going to have to stop for a minute. Woo! All right. In him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily, where we, I can't even say it, where we in there are.
our sons and daughters to God in God's Godhead.
Yes, Lord Jesus, pray.
Do you see why the truth of the Godhead had to come to pass? Because God placed his name in Christ.
Amen.
And then that name went into the bride.
Amen.
You are packing the name of Christ within you. And where Christ's name is, that's his habitation. Jehovah Shammah is in you. Because the name of God has not stopped. It was always the same name. He said, well, my name's Andrew Crustle. No, it's not.
Amen.
Well, I guess if you ain't born again, you still got your old name still.
Sure.
Because the Bible's pretty plain. How do you get into this? I can read what Brother Andrew says. He says, now, how do we get into this great place to worship? That's the next question. How do we get into this place if Jesus is the place? He is the name of God. He is the place of God's worship. And he is the only door to the sheepfold. And we want to find out how to get into him then.
Amen.
Anybody curious this morning? 1 Corinthians 12:13 says this, for by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body.
Amen.
It's that simple. Have you received the life of God, the baptism of the Holy Ghost? I'm just talking about having a good shout time now. I'm talking about the literal life of God in you.
Hallelujah.
That is the evidence that Spirit has now baptized you into the body. Not just somebody, not Christ's body.
Amen.
And that's it. And the Bible's pretty plain. It says, whether Jews, Gentiles, bond, or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. God only has, broken cistern 65. God has only one meeting place. He said over there in the book of Exodus that I have chosen to put my name, and that's the only place that I'll meet people. And he had chose a place to put his name. And where he put his name, that's where he met Israel. He has got a place that he meets his church today. And he chose that name, and that name is Jesus Christ. Pretty simple, isn't it? And there is where he meets the true believer, when he is in Jesus Christ. That's where God chose to put his name. You say God's name? He said, I came in my Father's name. So that's where God put his name, was in Christ. And in Christ is where we all meet together. We all meet under the shed blood, and there have real, true fellowship.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So if that's the only provided place of worship, there has to be a way to get into his name.
Amen.
To where it's no longer you and I separate from Christ, but that we have literally taken on his name. How can you do that? Marry him. If a woman marries a man, she doesn't have her old name anymore. She takes that old name, and you women that got married, you didn't care about it, did you? You took that old name and said, go ahead, take it. I'm ready to give my name to someone else. And as we walked in the things of the world, we looked like the child of the devil. You know, you might as well say Andrew Crestle, Satan. That was pretty much the way I acted. I acted just like my father at the time, the one I thought was my father, but he really wasn't from the beginning of the world. He just came in here, and when I was born, I had amnesia. I forgot who my daddy was, so this man showed up, and I just thought it'd be my dad. And it just kind of like puppies. When mama's gone, remember, they'll just go to someone else, and that'll be their problem. They're confused because they never got a true beginning. That's why you must be born again. The way you were born first is corrupt.
Right.
It's not that you have, in order to be born again, then you must die.
Yes.
Too many Christians want to live first, don't they? Well, I think it's all right. I don't think God minds me watching this and cussing and drinking and smoking and doing these things. God don't mind it. Look, God didn't put his name there. He said, I'm holy, so be ye holy. He put his name over on this side where the Holy Ghost is. The Holy Ghost don't put up with that stuff.
Amen.
He said, well, mine is really hard to resist. Not if you're in Christ, because those desires die.
Amen.
Because you have died and resurrected again.
Amen.
How many's experienced that yet?
Yes,
you better know that you have. If you haven't, today's the day. Remember, he's still, today is the day of salvation. He's still the I am.
Amen.
What day is the day of rest for God? Today.
Amen.
Not yesterday, not tomorrow. You must be in God today. And guess what? That means all the rest of your life. Today.
Amen.
You know, we have those, I've seen a restaurant anyways, it says like free drinks tomorrow. And guess what? Tomorrow never gets here. And that's a lot of people's experience. Salvation tomorrow. Healing tomorrow. Oh, we'll be in the millennium tomorrow. Well, guess what? It's time to just go ahead and kick that down and find the sign that says he is all the time open, 24/7, 365 days a year. The doors are wide open. He thought he had to preach from something deep. I go right down there to Kroger's and just preach you a sermon. Open 24 hours a day. And
that's the kind of God I serve.
Amen.
I wake up in the middle of the night, you know, I might feel bad if I call up Brother Ken and wake him up. Not Jesus, though.
Uh-uh.
Don't worry about it.
Amen.
Well, I got a close relationship with him to where anytime I want to call him up, right?
Amen.
Tell him what you want.
Yes, Lord.
He answers every time. Why? You're not a different name than him.
Amen.
You are packing his name because you are his bride. Bible says that. I'll just read it to you. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
Amen.
So every part of the body of Christ, God does not recognize you as what you think your name is. He recognizes you as Jesus Christ. This is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'll wrap it up here soon. You enjoying the word this morning?
Yes, Lord.
You're receiving from the things of God. Brother Brian says this, and God's provided a place of worship. I'm going to have to take a drink real quick. I can't. Now remember, we died in our own name and was buried and raised in his. So we're no more of our own, of which the great name of Jesus Christ was, the Bible said here in Ephesians 1:21, that both families in heaven and earth is named after that name. That's where God put his name. That's the family name in heaven. That's the family name on earth. They were in Jesus Christ by spiritual baptism. Not by water, by spirit we are baptized into one body, which is Christ, the worshiping place.
Amen.
Some people think worship is just a good time or just a bunch of hoorah. No, you're in Christ. That's how you worship. You mean you can wash the dishes and worship God?
Yes,
you can. You mean you can sweep the floors and worship God? Yes, you can. You can put a roof on and worship God. Yes, you can. You can stand up in a classroom and try to teach math to people. You're never going to learn it anyways. And worship God. Yes, you can. If you've got one hope for this generation, come spend a day in my classroom. It's over. Because when you leave God, you leave sanity, you leave peace, you leave life, you leave joy, because he's the source of all those.
Amen.
God's only provided place of worship is in his name. And we must be packing this thing. You're saying, how real is this then? How much am I in the name of Christ? Is it just kind of a way, just like a byproduct? Is it sort of the same but a little different? No, it's the same life. The exact same life that he walked, he lived, he talked, he performed. The miracles of God, the same life must be in you. Christ's mystery of God revealed. The church is the blood of Christ by the Spirit. Because the life is in the blood. That's the baptism of the Holy Ghost that baptizes us into his body. That recognizes only his body, his flesh, his word. Denominations won't never touch that. It's a revelation. See, this is, if you can just have it as word knowledge this morning. You say, well, yeah, that makes a lot of people sense. But one of these days, every elected member will see the revelation of this. It was the same thing we preached Wednesday night, that before the foundation of the world, my name was Mrs. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
The whole body was called that.
Amen.
So as we got corrupted in Adam because he fell, and why did we get corrupted? Because we were in him when he did it.
Right.
So how are we saved? Because we were in him when he did it.
Amen.
Because when did he die for you and I? Before the foundation of the world. When were your names put on the book of life? Before the foundation of the world. And if God put his name somewhere, he don't make mistakes.
Right.
Amen.
That takes you and I right out of the picture, doesn't it? We are saved by grace. Who decided to pick God? Not one man has picked God. God chose men.
Amen.
Jesus said, you didn't choose me. I chose you. And we should be the happiest people in the world. That God would go out of his way to go through all these millions of people and for some reason stop at my door and visit with me. And not just once, not just twice, all the time.
Amen.
People go, well, I just can't seem to find the presence of God. You're just in the wrong atmosphere because he's already there.
Amen.
If you're a son or daughter of God, there's an anointing that abides. The word abide means you stay. You don't leave, you don't go on vacation. That anointing stays right there with you.
Amen.
And as long as you'll allow that anointing to only be the only thing that puts words in your mouth, to where everything that comes out of your mouth is the word of God, you'll stay in that anointing.
Amen.
Because remember, what's the only sin? It's not adultery. It's not drinking. It's not smoking. It's not watching pornography. None of those things are sin. They are attributes that you already don't believe.
Right.
Because if you believe, there would already be something in you pushing all of that out.
Yes.
To where you don't want nothing to do with it.
Right.
You're not going to watch a dove go fly over on a carcass and just hang out there. He has no nature. He can't be there. He's got to get away. He's got to stay clean. And it's the same with a Christian that's really been changed. Not from the outside in, but from the inside out.
Amen.
Because there was already a life there. There was always a desire to serve God as a son or daughter of God.
Amen.
There was always something that you knew and just testified to it. That one of these days, I've got to do this. I don't know how. I don't know why I got all this pride right now. But one of these days, I'm going to lose it. And I'm going to find Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And it's so much the same that the church of God, because you're in the Spirit of God, you are in the blood of God. To where eternal life must move through you. Everybody's waiting on somebody else to start the revival. Somebody else to testify. It's you. It's your and I's responsibility. Oh, most Christians hate that word, don't they? Responsibility? I'm accountable? Yes, you are. But it must. Look, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm saying it must be an accountability by marriage. I'm not faithful to my wife because I'm afraid she'll divorce me. I'm faithful to her because I love her. And I wouldn't want to hurt her for nothing. Because she's my wife. And I'm her husband. She treats me the same way. It has to be the same between you and Christ. How many wants to be packing Jehovah Shammah?
Amen.
When people look, they can point and get past your veil, right? That's our old flesh, that veil. Get past that and say, that's God standing there. Amen. Let's stand together this morning.
Hallelujah.
Praise His wonderful name. Praise His name. Let's all close our eyes. Bow our heads. Not in reverence to me now, but in reverence to God Almighty. And I pray that you do the same this morning, that you're not looking at flesh. You're not looking at blood. You're looking past all that and realizing that the Spirit of God is here this morning. If you don't feel it, we'll confess it anyways. Because He said, I will be there. He put His name in you and I. We didn't ask for it. He did it for us. And by grace, we are benefactors of this morning. What do you have need of? Do you have peace in your life? There's something holding you back to being the Christian you know you really ought to be. You don't have to leave in that condition this morning. You can be free. You can be free. You must testify with your mouth the word of God that you are a Christian. You're not here to live a mediocre life. You're here to let the life of God live itself out again. If you have any desire for prayer, look, I can pray with you, but that doesn't mean anything if you don't believe it. Right now is the time to figure out what you really believe and what you don't. Do you believe that all things are possible this morning? That any desire of healing you can have, any person that's lost, you are allowed to apply the token to them and believe that no matter what happens, that person will be brought in? Are you still trusting yourself in your own works? And that's why you don't have peace? Are you too busy looking at your own mirror and not God's mirror? I challenge you to believe the word spoken this morning. And as you go in your life, that you wouldn't go back to those things, but you leave the devil back where he belongs, out of your life. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for being the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, and I believe every person in here wants the testimony of Jehovah Shammah, that people can look at their lives and say, the Lord inhabits there. Father, we don't want people to see us. We've got too many faults and failures. We've got too many stains in our lives, Lord. We don't want people to see that. Lord, may that all be washed away in the blood this morning, Lord God. And may they see the Spirit of God living in each believer here. I pray if there's one soul, Lord. You said that's worth more than 10,000 worlds. Lord, and it's worth a little bit of our time. Father, we pray that this morning they would find you. Not a church, not a denomination, but may they find you
and fall in love with you, Lord, that you might change them from where they are as a sinner into a saint this morning by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I pray those of us in the body of Christ, not by pride, but just by your grace, Lord, we know what you've done, we've accepted it. I pray you encourage each one of them to have faith in what you've done in their lives, to not be afraid of sickness or death or sorrow and all these things that the world's afraid of, but to be able to walk as sons and daughters of God in perfect peace and perfect joy, no matter what trials we might go through. I pray, Lord, you move through this little body of believers here, that each one of them would be able to have a testimony, even in the days to come shortly here. They'd be able to testify this word to someone else and just be encouraged that you are still alive in them. Forgive us, Lord, of all our sins. Forgive us for the ways we failed you. We just invite you to fill every crevice of our being now. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Every hand raised. Emmanuel.
softly. Can we just worship him and give him praise? Oh, we thank you, Lord. We love you. We adore you this afternoon, Lord God. Thank you for saving me, Lord. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for being so good to me, Lord God. Thank you for your mercy and grace in my life. Thank you for reaching out and getting me, Lord Jesus, out of a sinner's life and bring me to yourself. Oh, praise you, praise you, praise you. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Says he inhabits the praise of his people, and as we worship, can't you just tell that that's the truth? There's nothing else true but that God's presence is here with us right now. Let's sing that next song there, 286, that flow through me. Let that presence flow through you now. Let it flow through you.
Holy Spirit, flow through me.
Don't worry about lunch. Don't worry about your neighbor. Let the Holy Spirit flow. Through me,
Holy Spirit, flow through me.
Right, Lord God, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
As I lift my hands in worship and to magnify thy name.
Just in this life, we're all men most miserable. But how many's looking for a land beyond the river? Where we'll never have to grow old. We'll never get tired. Let's just sing that. What will it be? That song 280, if you don't know it. What will it be when we get over yonder?
What will